Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What You Need to Know is brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Linz, what do you got?
Well, Cappy, I know you're a big golf fan, so this will be some very useful info for you. But USGA announced this morning that tickets for the upcoming U.S. Open at the Los Angeles Country Club are going to go on sale next week. Monday, November 28th, which is 1 week from today, tickets will go on sale at 9 a.m. at usopen.com. This sale, in particular, will also include gallery tickets as well as upgraded ticket packages to the practice rounds in addition to Thursday through Sunday championship rounds. There's a limit of 2 tickets per day per purchase. And the USGA notes that the event is expected to sell out, so if you're interested in attending, you're being strongly encouraged to participate in this sale.
They sent me a letter or an email and an email, a letter and an email about going to the event like as a media member.
Oh, yeah, you should. We should do it. Let's broadcast from there.
Yeah, I would love to, actually.
What's the date on that?
Well, the 123rd U.S. Open takes place June 15th through the 18th at Los Angeles Country Club.
That might be the challenge for me because it's also during the NBA Finals.
Yeah,
so that's probably why I don't know if I can actually make it happen.
That's a big deal, though. Getting the U.S. Open, you know, you talk about the Olympics eventually coming to L.A. Last year, the Super Bowl was in L.A. You talk about like big sporting events. The Breeders' Cup has been to Santa Anita several times and is part of the rotation. But the U.S. Open of golf, if you can get into the rotation of U.S. Open, and I don't mean particular golf course, I mean city, it's a great thing to come to town. I don't know if you've ever been to one, George, but U.S. Open, I prefer to sit. I like golf at home. I like golf on television. But to have the U.S. Open in your town, it's a great thing.
Morales has updated us in the group chat saying, "We will most likely be broadcasting at U.S. Open, but we'll have to see if Cappy is allowed at LACC."
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
I feel like, isn't it on ESPN now? Didn't we get the U.S. Open?
I do believe we have.
I feel like it is, because it was on Fox, and then it was a disaster, so then ESPN got it, and everyone was like, oh, so much better now.
Now, when Chris says we'll have to see if Cappy's allowed it at the L.A. Country Club, does he mean because I may not be allowed, like, out of a certain radius? You know, like I'm on a leash.
I think.
Or does he mean like, you know,
behavior
guys
wise,
like
maybe.
Guys like me are not really.
I think that's what he meant. I could be wrong, but I'm sure he will be correcting us if I am wrong.
You think so? Behavior wise.
Yeah. Like oh man, like.
You're like Rodney Dangerfield, basically.
Yeah. You're kind of like John Daly, maybe?
Speaking of which, I
think this club is restricted, Wang, so don't tell me you're Jewish. Okay, fine.
By the way, I have a big gopher problem, speaking of Caddyshack.
I understand that
huge
problem.
Gopher problem right now.
Been there. I've got gophers. I've skunks. I got a whole wildlife thing going on here.
I asked a zoologist friend of mine. I'm like, yo, you got any like remedies for like a gopher situation?
You've got a zoologist.
Zoologist
great.
Guy.
Yeah.
That's something
great.
I don't have.
That's
I don't have that
plug.
In my repertoire.
That's
yeah.
A good plug.
Yeah.
I'm a zoologist.
And he
guy.
Said to me, if I knew that, I'd be a billionaire. I wouldn't be a zoologist anymore.
I just go to the pest control guy. I don't go to the zoology guy.
Yeah, but the pest control guy is going to, like, I've already done that. They charged me $300 and they were only gone for like a few months and they came back.
You ever see what they do to try and get gophers?
The
pest control guys?
Not great.
Dude, they take the like poison, the gas, and they stick it down the hole. I mean, it's really, truly like a scene out of Caddyshack.
That's inhumane, you know?
Or they go and they just put the trap.
Yeah. My mom had them and she used peppermint and she said that the deer and the gopher stayed away after she like sprayed with peppermint.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd buy that. Yeah.
That's what she said. And she said hot sauce works too. She said that hot sauce definitely works with the deer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not a bad idea.
Yeah, but big gopher problem right now in our neighborhood.
So the whole neighborhood. It's not just your house. It's
no,
the whole
it's
hood.
Not just our house. Yeah, I mean, yeah, they burrow under the houses and they create their own little freeways basically.
Well,
underneath.
You better take some peppermint and throw it down there.
Yeah, we're going to have to figure something out.
I once thought that I had a gopher problem, but it turned out that the lawn company was just aerating my lawn.
Mm.
So I didn't know, and I felt really stupid when I called.
That's funny. So, Cappy, do you want to know what O'Shea said? Now, I will preface this. Now, he didn't say this. I will preface this by saying it was said as like in like a term of endearment. Like, it wasn't.
Oh.
It was mockery, but yet not in like a mean way, just like a loving like sort of way.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. The setup was, is that you said, O'Shea has said something to me off air, but it had nothing to do with...
We were laughing, right, when the mics opened.
Right.
And then they looked at me like, what are you laughing at? And I said, well, we're laughing because O'Shea said something on the air or off the air about someone here, but not anyone in these rooms today.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's me. I'm the guy in the other room.
Well, it could have been like, honestly, anyone else. Could have been Travis or Sliwa, but it was about you.
Okay.
And he said, I just want to make sure I'm reading this properly. He said, I call him the untitled document. The whitest man I know, LMAFAO.
I'm the whitest man he knows?
Yes.
He should meet some other white guys I know. Hey, O'Shea, let me introduce you to some really white guys if you think I'm white. I'm the farthest from white there is. Seriously, I'll introduce you to some white guys. Those are the whitest dudes you'll ever meet. Not me. I'm cool, man. Not just some old white guy. Don't do that to me. Come on, do better. See that? See the way I threw in do better?
Yeah.
That's like my new thing now.
But I said he said it in an endearing way, and now you're being offended.
Oh, no, I'm not offended.
Threw in a do better. I feel like that is the key cog of being offended.
Do better is... I just want to introduce O'Shea to some really white guys. Just be like, yo, O'Shea.
I mean, O'Shea's an actor. You don't think he's met a lot of white guys?
No, he says, I'm the whitest guy.
I mean, you know...
Not only I'm that white. Do you?
If the lack of melanin fits...
Yeah, I feel like it's not something where he's like saying it to be mean. It's just like that's who
right.
You are.
He said it laughing. Like he was literally like kicking his head back, like laughing in like a fun way.
And he's not wrong, you know?
I mean,
he's not.
No.
It's fine. It's what makes you appealing and endearing to us.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. I thought I was much cooler than just, you know, your average 50-something year old white guy.
I mean, you could be cooler and still be what you are.
Mm. The whitest, though?
I mean, that he's ever met. I don't know. You're not the whitest person I've ever met.
Hmm.
So, you know, what do you want me to tell you? I can't answer for the man. I'm just reading his texts.
O'Shea, I'm going to tell you, man. I'm going to introduce you some really white dudes.
Okay.
Like, these guys are white AF.
I always want to chime in and say, I think that John Ireland is whiter than you.
By the way, no question. That's actually a good point.
Has O'Shea ever met John Ireland?
Yeah.
Well, then how can I be the whitest?
Oh, there's something about... You know what? It's probably a Lakers thing. He loves the Lakers.
Yeah.
So right. he may just look past that.
He's in the league.
Right. He may look past that on Ireland because he loves the Lakers. By the way, Funchess also just put in our group chat. I'm sure you just saw it now, Cappy. Quote, the untitled document with 3 crying laughing emojis.
Untitled document.
It's a funny line.
It is a funny line. I wish I knew what it meant, but it's funny.
Well, untitled document is white.
What do you mean?
When you use like the word,
a piece of paper.
When you open up your computer and you click on like the word Microsoft Word,
yeah,
it says untitled document. It's just a blank white paper in front of your screen.
Oh my God, I would never have gotten that. Never. You know why? Because I'm so cool and I'm so not just the most whitest white dude. Now, really white guys got that reference. But those of us that are not really that white, we don't even get stuff like that because we're too cool to get that untitled document.
On the contrary, I feel like that's the opposite, Cap.
Untitled document's funny.
It is funny.
That's funny AF.
Now that you got it, you think it's funny.
Oh, Shay, that's funny, dog. For real.
Yeah. Did you throw in a dog so you wouldn't be as white?
Right.
Yeah.
Just we're all on the same page here, okay, dog.
Oh, man.
So funny.
Oh, that's funny.
You know what's not funny? This poor Matt Stafford, man. Like, they just need to not... I mean, he may not play at all this season the rest of the way anyway, but you just can't play him anymore.
Wait, George. Matthew Stafford, you say you can't play him anymore this year, right? He was in concussion protocol, comes back, gets hurt again.
Yeah.
And, you know, I must admit, I was not watching the game intently yesterday because I find it to be kind of a little boring at this point.
And you were out with Rachel, probably.
Well, that's true, but I was watching the Broncos and the Raiders, right, which I find
good
compelling.
Game. It was a good game.
Even though they're two bad teams with two coaches that are, you know, on the very hottest of hot seats, even though I don't think Josh McDaniels is going anywhere, Nathaniel Hackett might only last the season. That could happen.
After week 2, and you thought I was crazy.
Well, no. The reason I think that it's possible is because when you get new owners and they didn't hire this coach and they're ultra wealthy, they'll be like, why are we going to sit here and wait it out just because we're paying this guy a couple million bucks? A couple million bucks to us doesn't mean anything.
But did you think I was being like hyperbolic when I said he's the worst head coach I've ever seen in a football game?
Yeah. Yeah, I did. I thought you were being hyperbolic. Yeah.
Yeah. I wasn't. I'm telling you that I have never seen, dude, when I did the Denver Broncos Texans game, week two, it was their home opener. They were booing them at the end of the first quarter. They were only like down like three.
Well, they're bad. They're really bad. And it doesn't help when you have a running back who fumbles the ball going in.
They cut him already.
Right. But, yeah. I mean, this guy has...
He fumbles
times?
All the time.
Right. Yeah. And so, I mean, I think if you're Melvin Gordon and you're now out on the streets looking for a job, you got to find the right team. It's like, you know what we really need right now? Tell me, what do we need? We need the kind of running back that fumbles a lot right on the goal line going in. Do we have an available guy like that? Oh, Melvin Gordon's available. The guy.
I'm a big believer that fumbles... Now, a lot of it is bad luck, right? But sometimes it could also be a little mental, like you're holding it a certain way, like you're almost thinking too much about the way you're holding it, even though I do feel the majority of it is bad luck. Because he was a hell of a running back in college, and I don't recall him at Wisconsin having fumbling issues.
I don't remember
either. And
they
were on national TV almost every week.
I don't remember his Wisconsin career, like whether or not he had a big fumble problem. Guy's had a case of fumbleitis since the day he walked into the NFL.
By the way, do you remember that car chase we did a couple weeks ago where the guy stole the pickup truck with the herramientas? The tools, yes, I called them in Spanish, herramientas. Right.
I was translating.
Yeah. The family did a GoFundMe.
Right.
Because the car is like, you know, obviously
it's
trashed.
Business.
Yeah, it's trashed and it's the whole business. Mm-hmm. And they've lost out on business. They've raised, this is why sometimes people are good. I'm watching it right on the news right now.
Go ahead.
They've raised $100,000 for that family to replace the vehicle and for all the lost wages.
Yeah, and the tools that they got to replace and everything else.
Yeah, that's awesome. Awesome story.
That is great.
What you need to know.
I'll tell you what's not a great story, though.
Yeah.
Is back to the Rams for a second.
Yeah.
This Matthew Stafford thing, I really believe, George, is going to become a big issue for the Rams. And here's what I mean.
Here's what you mean.
Matthew Stafford, his new contract, he got an extension from the Rams.
Yes, he did.
It's a four-year extension with $135 million guaranteed.
And they can't get out really until 2025.
Okay, so now we're in 2022.
Correct.
And the next 3 years, Matthew Stafford's going to go, I think it's 35, 36, 37 plus years old.
Yeah.
That's if I have his age right, and I'm almost sure that I do.
Yeah.
And here's a guy who's getting hurt every week now. Concussed, which doesn't bode well for a guy in his mid to late 30s. Mm-hmm. And I really think that the Rams rewarded Matthew Stafford for the amazing year he had and for the Super Bowl win.
Right.
But they weren't projecting forward. They were paying for what they'd already received.
Right.
And I think that the Rams, who are probably going to have to look for a major rebuild, could have worked themselves into a corner with what I think today looks like a bad deal for Matthew Stafford.
I think that's possible. I believe that in sports, you have to pay for future performance, not past performance. And they paid for that past performance. The guy he was in Detroit, statistically, the guy he was last year playing through pain and getting them to the Super Bowl. And that's generally not the way you can do business in any sport, let alone football of all sports.
Right. If you wanted to reward Kobe Bryant because of what he meant to the organization, that was one thing. If you wanted to reward Derek Jeter for what he meant to the Yankees, I understand that. But to reward Matthew Stafford for the 1 year that he had and not project into the future how he's going to get older and deal with injuries and so on, all I'm trying to say to you is, George, it is highly likely that the Rams are going to have to rebuild, and it's going to take time. They're not likely just going to reload and be back in Super Bowl hunt next year. Not looking like they are right now.
Well, I don't know their cap situation intimately, so I don't know what that is like and what they can restructure and what they can move around and do all that stuff, because there's also that. In the NFL, you can do that stuff fairly easily as opposed to the other sports. That is the one advantage you have in the NFL.
But if you have a quarterback who's in his mid-30s, now having a lot of problems staying healthy.
But the offensive line's health...
plays its role.
Yeah, I think that part of it... I mean, you got, what, four guys on injured reserve on the offensive line? You know?
The offensive line plays a role.
Yeah.
Obviously, the injuries in the wide receiving core plays a role.
Yeah.
But all I'm saying is he's going to be getting older.
It is a valid point, no question about it. And I do believe that it is something to keep an eye on. I don't think there's any question. I don't know if I'm... Are you saying, like, it's over? Like, that's it? Goodbye? They're done?
I'm saying, well, first of all, this season right here, we all
know.
Well,
no, we know that. But I'm saying, like, next year is over, too, you're saying.
I'm saying that they're going to be going from probably being a last-place team, from Super Bowl to last place and out of the playoffs, and then the following year... What are we going to do? List them as like the odds-on favorite to win because their offensive line's going to get healthy?
No, but I'm just saying, like, are they like... I mean, in the NFL, the one thing you have is you can turn it around fairly quickly. We've seen teams go from worst to first all the time.
That is absolutely true. But when you have a quarterback who's now getting up there in age...
I get that.
And you're stuck in this massive contract...
If you can protect him and you can run the actual football, like, what I think their problem is, they've got the wrong offensive lineman. Even when they were healthy. That, to me, is a much bigger indicator of what they're capable of doing than what the quarterback is capable of if he's upright.
And by the way, we're only talking about the offensive side of the ball. The Rams' defense, for as great as it has been in the last few years, watching them yesterday against New Orleans, Chris Olave is a rookie. He's a really good player, and he was a really good player at Ohio State, but he's a rookie. And a guy like Jalen Ramsey, who gets really upset when the defense has to go back out on the field when they've already thought they've done their job, gets burned for two touchdowns yesterday. Their defense doesn't look so great either.
No,
I mean, Aaron Donald is still putting pressure, but he's not getting there as much.
I think a lot of that is just also like just wear and tear, and that defense is worn down. You know, like they had a good stretch for a few weeks, kind of like most recently, but yeah, they're just beat up at this point. Like, they're out there all the time. You know? Like, that's as big a problem as anything.
I got to say, man, I put more time into the Raiders-Broncos yesterday than I did into the Rams-Saints.
Yeah.
And I was really disappointed. I thought the Rams could go down there and win that game. And then I watched and I'm like, who are these guys?
Yeah.
I mean, where did Tutu Atwell come back from?
Thank God, because if not, that game would have been even more lopsided, potentially.
I don't even know he was still on the team.
Yeah, well, surprise, surprise.
Mm-hmm.
All right, coming up next... You mentioned the Raiders. Now, you wrote in our show doc, the Raiders are back.
Oh, they're back, baby. They're back.
Three exclamation points.
Raiders are back.
Okay, I'm curious to hear how they're back. Let's discuss that next.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
What You Need to Know is brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Linz, what do you got?
Well, Cappy, I know you're a big golf fan, so this will be some very useful info for you. But USGA announced this morning that tickets for the upcoming U.S. Open at the Los Angeles Country Club are going to go on sale next week. Monday, November 28th, which is 1 week from today, tickets will go on sale at 9 a.m. at usopen.com. This sale, in particular, will also include gallery tickets as well as upgraded ticket packages to the practice rounds in addition to Thursday through Sunday championship rounds. There's a limit of 2 tickets per day per purchase. And the USGA notes that the event is expected to sell out, so if you're interested in attending, you are being strongly encouraged to participate in this sale.
They sent me a letter or an email and an email, a letter and an email, about going to the event like as a media member.
Oh, yeah, you should. We should do it. Let's broadcast from there.
Yeah, I would love to, actually.
What's the date on that?
Well, the 123rd U.S. Open takes place June 15th through the 18th at Los Angeles Country Club.
That might be the challenge for me because it's also during the NBA Finals.
Yeah,
so that's probably why I don't know if I can actually make it happen.
That's a big deal, though. Getting the U.S. Open, you know, you talk about the Olympics eventually coming to L.A. Last year, the Super Bowl was in L.A., you talk about like big sporting events. The Breeders' Cup has been to Santa Anita several times and is part of the rotation. But the U.S. Open of golf, if you can get into the rotation of U.S. Open, and I don't mean particular golf course, I mean city, it's a great thing to come to town. I don't know if you've ever been to one, George, but U.S. Open, I prefer to sit. I like golf at home. I like golf on television. But to have the U.S. Open in your town, it's a great thing.
Morales has updated us in the group chat saying, we will most likely be broadcasting at U.S. Open, but we'll have to see if Cappy is allowed at LACC.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
I feel like, well, isn't it on ESPN now? Didn't we get the U.S. Open?
I do believe we have.
I think it is, because it was on Fox, and then it was a disaster, so then ESPN got it, and everyone was like, oh, so much better now.
Now, when Chris says we'll have to see if Cappy's allowed it at the L.A. Country Club, does he mean because I may not be allowed, like, out of a certain radius? You know, like I'm on a leash?
I think...
Or does he mean, like, you know...
Behavior-wise,
guys like,
maybe.
Guys like me are not really...
I think,
you know,
that's what he meant. I could be wrong, but I'm sure he will be correcting us if I am wrong.
You think so? Behavior-wise?
Yeah. Like, oh, man, like...
You're like Rodney Dangerfield, basically.
Yeah. You're kind of like John Daly, maybe?
Speaking of which, I think
this club is restricted, Wang, so don't tell me you're Jewish. Okay, fine.
By the way, I have a big gopher problem, speaking of Caddyshack.
I understand that
huge
problem.
Huge gopher problem right now.
Been there. I've got gophers. I've got skunks. I got a whole wildlife thing going on here.
I asked a zoologist friend of mine. I'm like, yo, you got any like remedies for like a gopher situation?
You've got a zoologist.
Zoologist
guy. That's
something I don't have.
That's
I don't have that
plug.
In my repertoire.
That's
yeah.
A good plug.
Yeah.
I don't have a zoologist guy.
He said to me, if I knew that, I'd be a billionaire. I wouldn't be a zoologist anymore. Mm.
I just go to the pest control guy. I don't go to the zoology guy.
Yeah, but the pest control guy is going to, like, I've already done that. They charged me $300 and they were only gone for like a few months and they came back.
You ever see what they do to try and get gophers? The pest control guys?
Not great.
Dude, they take the like poison, the gas, and they stick it down the hole. I mean, it's really, truly
that's like a scene out of Caddyshack.
That's
inhumane, you know?
Or they go and they just put the trap.
Yeah. Oh. My mom had them and she used peppermint and she said that The deer and the gophers stayed away after she, like, sprayed with peppermint.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd buy that. Yeah.
That's what she said. And she said hot sauce works, too. She said that hot sauce definitely works with the deer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not a bad idea.
Yeah, but a big gopher problem right now in our neighborhood. So.
Well, the whole neighborhood. It's not just your house. It's not just our house.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they burrow under the houses, and they create their own little freeways, basically, underneath.
You better take some peppermint and throw it down there.
Yeah, we're going to have to figure something out.
I once thought that I had a gopher problem, but it turned out that the lawn company was just aerating my lawn.
Mm.
So I didn't know, and I felt really stupid when I called.
That's funny. So, Cappy, do you want to know what O'Shea said? Now, I will preface this. Now, he didn't say this. I will preface this by saying it was said as like in like a term of endearment. Like, it wasn't.
Oh.
It was mockery, but yet not in like a mean way, just like a loving, like, sort of way.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. The setup is that you said, O'Shea has said something to me off air, but it had nothing to do with...
We were laughing, right? Mm-hmm, when the mics opened.
Right.
And then they looked at me like, what are you laughing at? And I said, well, we're laughing because O'Shea said something on the air, or off the air, about someone here, but not anyone in these rooms today.
Mm-hmm, right. That's me. I'm the guy in the other room.
Well, it could have been, like, honestly, anyone else. Could have been Travis or Sliwa, but it was about you.
Okay.
And he said, I just want to make sure I'm reading this properly. He said, I call him the untitled document, the whitest man I know, LMAFAO.
I'm the whitest man he knows?
Yes.
Puh. He should meet some other white guys I know. Hey, O'Shea. Let me introduce you to some really white guys. If you think I'm white, I'm the farthest from white there is. Seriously, I'll introduce you to some white guys. Those are the whitest dudes you'll ever meet. Not me. I'm cool, man. Not just some old white guy. Don't do that to me. Come on. Do better. See that? See the way I threw in do better?
Yeah.
That's like my new thing now.
But I said he said it in an endearing way, and now you're being offended.
Oh, no. I'm not offended. I mean, you
threw in a do better. I feel like that is the key cog of being offended.
Do better is... I just want to introduce O'Shea to some really white guys. Just be like, yo, O'Shea.
I mean, O'Shea's an actor. You don't think he's met a lot of white guys?
No, he says, I'm the whitest guy.
I mean, you know...
Not only I'm that white. Do you?
If the lack of melanin fits.
Yeah, I feel like it's not something where he's like saying it to be mean. It's just like that's who
right,
you are.
He said it laughing. Like, he was literally like kicking his head back, like laughing in like a fun way.
And he's not wrong, you know?
I mean,
he's not?
Nah, no.
It's fine. It's what makes you appealing and endearing to us.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. I thought it was much cooler than just, you know, your average 50-something-year-old white guy.
I mean, you could be cooler and still be what you are.
Mm. The whitest, though?
I mean, that he's ever met. I don't know. You're not the whitest person I've ever met.
Mm.
So, you know, what do you want me to tell you? I can't answer for the man. I'm just reading his texts.
Oh, Shay, I'm going to tell you, man. I'm going to introduce you some really white dudes.
Okay.
Like, these guys are white AF.
I always want to chime in and say, I think that John Ireland is whiter than you.
By the way, oh, no question. That's actually a good point.
Has O'Shea ever met John Ireland?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, then how can I be the whitest?
Oh, there's something about me. You know what? It's probably a Lakers thing. He loves the Lakers.
Yeah.
So he may just look past that.
Because he's in the league.
Right. He may look past that on Ireland because he loves the Lakers. By the way, Funchess also just put in our group chat. I'm sure you just saw it now, Cappy. Quote the untitled document with 3 crying laughing emojis.
Untitled document.
It's a funny line.
It is a funny line. I wish I knew what it meant, but it's funny.
Well, untitled document is white.
What do you mean?
When you use like the word,
a piece of paper.
When you open up your computer and you click on like the word, Microsoft Word.
Yeah.
It says untitled document. It's just right. A blank white paper in front of your screen.
Oh my God! I would never have gotten that. Never. You know why? Because I'm so cool. And I'm so not just the most whitest white dude. Now, really white guys got that reference. But those of us that are not really that white, we don't even get stuff like that because we're too cool to get that untitled document.
On the contrary, I feel like that's the opposite, Cap.
Untitled document's funny.
It is funny.
That's funny AF.
Now that you got it, you think it's funny.
Oh, Shay, that's funny, dog. For real.
Yeah. Did you throw in a dog so you wouldn't be as white?
Right.
Yeah.
Just we're all on the same page here, okay, dog.
Oh, man.
So funny.
Oh, that's funny.
You know what's not funny? This poor Matt Stafford, man. Like, they just need to not. I mean, he may not play at all this season the rest of the way anyway, but you just can't play him anymore.
Wait, George. Matthew Stafford, you say you can't play him anymore this year, right? He was in concussion protocol,
yeah.
Comes back, gets hurt again.
Yeah.
And, you know, I must admit, I was not watching the game intently yesterday because I find it to be kind of a little boring at this point.
And you were out with Rachel, probably.
Well, that's true, but I was watching the Broncos and the Raiders,
right.
Which I find
good
compelling.
Game. It was a good game.
Even though they're two bad teams with two coaches that are, you know, on the very hottest of hot seats,
yeah.
Even though I don't think Josh McDaniels is going anywhere. Nathaniel Hackett might only last the season. That could happen.
After week two, and you thought I was crazy.
Well, no. The reason I think that it's possible is because when you get new owners and they didn't hire this coach and they're ultra wealthy, they'll be like, why are we going to sit here and wait it out just because we're paying this guy a couple million bucks? A couple million bucks to us doesn't mean anything.
But did you think I was being like hyperbolic when I said he's the worst head coach I've ever seen in a football game?
Yeah, I did. I thought you were being hyperbolic. Yeah.
Yeah. I wasn't. I'm telling you that I have never seen, dude, when I did the Denver Broncos Texans game week two, it was their home opener. They were booing them at the end of the first quarter. They were only like down like 3.
Well, they're bad. They're really bad. And it doesn't help when you have a running back who fumbles the ball going in.
They cut him already.
Right. But, yeah. I mean, this guy has...
He fumbles all the time.
Right. Yeah. And so, I mean, I think if you're Melvin Gordon and you're now out on the streets looking for a job, you got to find the right team that's like, you know what we really need right now? Tell me, what do we need? We need the kind of running back that fumbles a lot right on the goal line going in. Do we have an available guy like that? Oh, Melvin Gordon's available. The guy.
You know, I'm a big believer that fumbles... Now, a lot of it is bad luck, right? But sometimes it could also be a little mental, like you're holding it a certain way, like you're almost thinking too much about the way you're holding it, even though I do feel the majority of it is bad luck, because he was a hell of a running back in college, and I don't recall him at Wisconsin having fumbling issues.
I don't remember
either.
And
they were on national TV almost every week.
I don't remember his Wisconsin career, like whether or not he had a big fumble problem. Guy's had a case of fumbleitis since the day he walked into the NFL.
By the way, do you remember that car chase we did a couple weeks ago where the guy stole the pickup truck
yeah.
with the herramientas?
The
tools, yes, I called them in Spanish, herramientas.
Right. I was translating.
Yeah. The family
yeah.
Did a GoFundMe.
Right.
Because the car is like, you know, obviously
the whole
trashed.
Business.
Yeah, it's trashed, and it's mm-hmm. the whole business, mm-hmm. and they've lost out on business. Mm-hmm. They've raised... This is why sometimes people are good. I'm watching mm-hmm. it right on the news right now.
Go ahead.
They've raised $100,000 for that family to replace the vehicle and for all the lost wages.
Yeah, and the tools that they got to replace
right.
and everything else.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's
that
an cool. awesome story.
That is great.
That
I'll
is an extra what you need to know.
I'll tell you what's not. I'll tell you what's not a great story though.
Yeah,
is back to the Rams for a second.
Yeah,
this Matthew Stafford thing. I really believe George is going to become a big issue for the Rams, and here's what I mean.
Here's what you mean.
Matthew Stafford, his new contract, he got an extension from the Rams.
Yes, he did.
It's a four-year extension There's, with $135 million
right.
guaranteed.
And they can't get out really until 2025.
Okay, so now we're in 2022.
Correct.
And the next 3 years, Matthew Stafford's going to go, I think it's 35, 36, 37 plus years old.
Yeah.
That's if I have his age right, and I'm almost sure that I do.
Yeah.
And here's a guy who's getting hurt every week now, concussed, which doesn't bode well for a guy in his mid to late 30s.
Mm-hmm.
And I really think that the Rams rewarded Matthew Stafford for the amazing year he had
yeah.
and for the Super Bowl win.
Right.
But they weren't projecting forward. They were paying for what they'd already received.
Right.
And I think that the Rams, who are probably going to have to look for a major rebuild, could have really worked. They could have worked themselves into a corner with what I think today looks like a bad deal for Matthew Stafford.
I think that's possible. I believe that in sports, you have to pay for future performance, not past performance. And they paid for that past performance. The guy he was in Detroit, statistically, the guy he was last year playing through pain and getting them to the Super Bowl. And that's generally not the way you can do business in any sport, let alone football of all sports.
Right. If you wanted to reward Kobe Bryant because of what he meant to the organization, that was one thing. If you wanted to reward Derek Jeter for what he meant to the Yankees, I understand that. But to reward Matthew Stafford for the 1 year that he had and not project into the future how he's going to get older and deal with injuries and so on, all I'm trying to say to you is, George, it is highly likely that the Rams are going to have to rebuild and it's going to take time. They're not likely just going to reload and be back in Super Bowl hunt next year. Not looking like they are right now.
Well, I don't know their cap situation intimately, so I don't know what that is like and what they can restructure and what they can move around and do all that stuff, because there's also that. In the NFL, you can do that stuff fairly easily as opposed to the other sports. That is the one advantage you have in the NFL.
But if you have a quarterback who's in his mid-30s,
oh, no, I get
who's
it.
Now having a lot of problems staying healthy.
But the offensive line's health
plays its role.
Yeah, I think that part of it, I mean, you got, what, four guys on injured reserve on the offensive line? You know?
The offensive line plays a role.
Yeah.
Obviously, the injuries in the wide receiving corps plays a role.
Yeah.
But all I'm saying is he's going to be getting older.
It is a valid point, no question about it. And I do believe that it is something to keep an eye on. I don't think there's any question. I don't know if I'm. Are you saying like it's over? Like that's it? Goodbye? They're done?
I'm saying, well, first of all, this season right here, we all
know.
Well,
no, we know
over.
That. But
we
I'm saying like next year is over too. You're saying?
I'm saying that they're going to be going from probably being a last place team. From Super Bowl to last place and out of the playoffs, and then the following year, what are we going to do? List them as like the odds-on favorite to win because
no.
their offensive line's going to get healthy?
No, but I'm just saying, like, are they like... I mean, in the NFL, the one thing you have is you can turn it around fairly quickly. We've seen teams go from worst to first all the time.
That is absolutely true. But when you have a quarterback who's now getting up there in age...
I get that.
And you're stuck in this massive contract...
If you can protect him... And you can run the actual football. Like, what I think their problem is, they've got the wrong offensive linemen, even when they were healthy. That, to me, is a much bigger indicator of what they're capable of doing than what the quarterback is capable of if he's upright.
And by the way, we're only talking about the offensive side of the ball. The Rams' defense, for as great as it has been in the last few years, watching them yesterday against New Orleans... Chris Olave is a rookie. He's a really good player, and he was a really good player at Ohio State, but he's a rookie. And a guy like Jalen Ramsey, who gets really upset when the defense has to go back out on the field when they've already thought they've done their job, gets burned for two touchdowns yesterday. Their defense doesn't look so great either.
No,
I mean, Aaron
no.
Donald is, well, is still like putting pressure, but he's not getting there as much.
I think a lot of that is just also like just wear and tear, and that defense is worn down. You know, like they had a good stretch for a few weeks, kind of like most recently, but... Yeah, they're just beat up at this point. Like, they're out there all the time. You know? Like, that's as big a problem as anything.
I got to say, man, I put more time into the Raiders-Broncos yesterday than I did into the Rams-Saints.
Yeah.
And I was really disappointed. I thought the Rams could go down there and win that game. And then I watched it, and I'm like, who are these guys?
Yeah.
I mean, where did Tutu Atwell come back from?
Thank God, because if not, that game would have been even more lopsided.
I don't even know he was still on the team.
Yeah, well, surprise, surprise.
Mm-hmm.
All right, coming up next, you mentioned the Raiders. Now, you wrote in our show doc, the Raiders are back.
Oh, they're back, baby. They're back.
Three exclamation points.
Raiders are back.
Okay, I'm curious to hear how they're back. Let's discuss that next.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I'm loving you.
What a song.
The only thing I want to do.
Still love REO Speedwagon to this day.
I don't want to sleep. I just want to keep on loving you. Yeah.
See, the thing is, now that I realize that we sing a cappella on the podcast, I want more. You know, because on the radio, it's nice. We sound great. We've got the music behind us.
Yeah.
Clearly, we're very talented.
Yeah.
But in a cappella on the podcast, apparently that is something to be heard. That's what I'm told, anyway. Told we're very, very good in a cappella.
You know, we could have probably performed on one of those MTV Unplugged back in the day, you know?
Yeah. I mean, if we could just get somebody to play guitar for us, you know, small drum kit would be nice. You know, maybe a stand-up bass, an acoustic stand-up kind of bass, George?
Yeah,
we'd be good.
I would think so.
I think we'd be good.
Yeah. No.
You don't think so?
Laura doesn't think so, no.
You don't think so,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
You guys entertain me, so I mean, that's good. And everybody else. I mean, you guys aren't great, but it's entertainment.
you guys aren't that bad. You guys are terrible, but
no,
not
that terrible. No, I mean, you're
terrible.
Not terrible, but you're not great.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But I think sometimes that train wreck thing works.
I mean, listen, when we were talking about cats, you know, doing the deed, you know,
right?
That you can't get that anywhere else.
No, that's exclusive content to the Shedano and Cappy show.
Singing though.
Just singing.
Oh, well, then that's different. Yeah. I want to get to the USC UCLA game, which
was incredible.
I was
great
like.
Game.
I was calling a game while keeping one eye on it the entire time, which was very difficult to do. But nonetheless, I do want to get to that in a second because it was, maybe I feel biased here, right? But I think it could have been the game of the year. Like, in any, I'm talking about any teams out there. There's always like a handful of college football games that are like out of this world. That one qualifies on a given season for me. But let's finish with the Raiders. Why are they back with three exclamation points? Because I was curious when I saw this.
Come on. You know the Raiders are back. You know that the Raider Nation got to believe that the Raiders are back now. I mean, okay, think about it. Yeah, we got shut out by New Orleans 24-0. And yeah, we lost to Jacksonville 27-20. And okay, fine. Even the Colts beat us on the first weekend of Jeff Saturday's coaching career. So we lost three straight games. But inside the division, when everybody was thinking we were about to fall apart, when there was talk about whether or not Josh McDaniels should remain on as head coach, should Derek Carr be part of the future? You know, is Davante Adams going to perform up to what he was in Green Bay? All of a sudden, on the road, in the division, you win that kind of a game in a walk-off in overtime? Come on, George, the Raiders are back, and you know it.
Yeah, they're back to, like, the 12 seed.
Well, that's better than the 14 seed where they might have been. I saw somebody, they figured out that the Raiders had a 1% chance of making the playoffs.
Yeah, and now they have a 3% chance.
They have tripled their opportunity to be in the postseason.
They have done that.
They are now 3% to make it into the postseason.
Yeah.
I will say this, though, to lose the way they had been losing three straight and to get a division win on the road the way they did it. I'm impressed because I didn't think the Raiders, I thought they would completely spiral out of control. I give them a lot of credit for getting it together this week and getting that win.
Well, it also shows you how bad the Broncos are.
Well, I mean, the Broncos are just, I mean, they're terrible. You fumble a ball going in at the 2-yard line, awful,
yeah.
Just terrible. You have
and Russell Wilson completely mismanaged the clock at the end of that game.
Russell Wilson's contract is as bad for the Broncos as Matthew Stafford's is now for the Rams.
I think worse because they're paying him, I believe, way more.
Yeah, it's like $200-plus million.
Yeah. Yeah.
Disaster.
Yeah. Not good.
Yep. Everybody thought the AFC West was going to be the best division in football.
It was actually the AFC East right now.
Yeah. I mean, the Chiefs are really good. Everybody else is very mediocre.
Yeah.
In fact, worse than mediocre.
It's wild, man.
It's wild. Weird, wacky, wild stuff.
Yeah. So... The Raiders should just trade Derek Carr. Like, the Jets are, like, begging for someone like Derek Carr right now, I feel like.
Could be.
Like, this offseason, if I'm, I don't even know, I know the guy that came from New England, that's the Raiders general manager, that guy,
mm-hmm.
You need to pick up the phone and call the Jets general manager and be like, hey, Derek Carr, you guys have a ready-made team. You've got a couple of young running backs that are good, even though Breece Hall got hurt and he won't be back till next year. That kid looked amazing this year. And guys come back from ACL injuries all the time now. It's like not a death sentence like it was 15 or 20 years ago. And they've got multiple backs, I mentioned, multiple receivers that are good. They've got a defense that's incredible. If you're Derek Carr, that could be your Joe Flacco situation, you know, when Joe Flacco won the Super Bowl because he had the perfect team around him in Baltimore.
Just don't know if Derek Carr is the guy. Like, if I'm the Jets, am I like, we're Derek Carr away? Like, the Rams were, I mean, this is a proven fact, they were a Matthew Stafford away.
Yeah.
If they hadn't won the Super Bowl, they'd have been like, yeah, did we do the right thing? I don't know. Stafford's kind of getting older. He's hurt a lot now. You know, Jared Goff, you know, maybe.
Yeah, but this Zach Wilson kid is terrible, dude.
Well, I mean, listen, I never understood it from the beginning.
I didn't either. He's small and he always gets hurt.
Seems like he's got a lot of other things on his mind in the offseason than just playing football, too.
Well, I mean, allegedly.
Sounds like his mom's got a lot of hot friends.
Allegedly.
Well, at least that's what I heard.
Yeah. Yeah.
So anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, are the Raiders back? I just wanted to talk to all the Raider fans, because I know that the Raider fans get upset with us, George, when we don't pick the Raiders to win on
Fridays.
Right,
but we have not picked them very much, and we've been successful at that.
Yeah, but I was unsuccessful this week, because I took Denver.
What did Michael pick?
Oh, that's a good question, because Michael picked for you on Friday.
Right.
Let me look it up here.
Because I may or may not have actually won in real life with the Cowboys, because I felt like that was the easiest pick on the board. I don't know if that was one of our games that you guys picked. But
yeah. Yeah. I think that was the first game that we picked.
Because Minnesota coming off like a monster win in like overtime with everything going right for them and, you know, imploding for Buffalo and the craziest game of the weekend last weekend. And then Dallas being embarrassed by blowing a 14-point lead in the fourth quarter. I felt like that was like the perfect confluence of events to have a Dallas victory.
So you want to know what happened?
Michael picked Minnesota.
We all picked Minnesota except for Michael. He picked the Cowboys.
Boom!
And that was his five.
Boom! Good.
Oh, that's great.
Because I remember my buddy who plays in a pool, he's like, I need to pick one last game, like, for my pool, right? And for, you know, jelly beans. And I said to him, take the Cowboys. Like, for that same reason. I'm like, the Cowboys are going to win. They're going to win big. I don't know how big. I thought it was going to be, like, big, like, 10 points or 14
You didn't think
points.
It was going to be 37,
No,
huh?
I did not. I told him, yeah, I'm going to win by, like, two touchdowns or something. But they're not, you know, because I don't think Minnesota's that good, to be honest with you. But, yeah, he, like, texted me at halftime. He's like, thank you.
Good call.
Yeah. So good job, Michael. All right.
Michael knows his football.
Not really, but he's good.
He guessing. Claims to. He says that that's all he watches.
He did say Lamar Jackson would be an MVP out of college. I'll give him that. Now, he also said Christian McCaffrey would be incredible, too, which he's been good, but I don't know about incredible.
I think he'd be incredible if he didn't get hurt all the
Correct.
Time.
Correct. And I think that's part of the problem. The biggest ability is availability. You like that
I'm
one,
I'm going to put that on a t-shirt. Hold on a second. I got to write that one down.
Yeah.
That one's going on a
that's
t-shirt,
going in
baby.
The merch store. Yeah,
the
yeah
best
baby.
Predictor of future injury is past injury.
Right.
You already have
you
that one.
You sell them
list.
Both together.
Yeah. No, you know.
It's
no,
like a two for one.
No, no. Better yet, I'm putting one on the front and one on the back.
Oh, there you go.
You know?
Look at Super. That.
That's right.
Yeah.
These are going to make great Christmas gifts, everybody. If you're a Sedano fan and you have all the Sedano phrases on t-shirts, these are great Christmas gifts for everybody.
You know what, Cappy?
Yeah.
I actually thought of making a t-shirt for you for
Tell
Christmas.
Me. Tell me.
No, I'm not going to tell you what it says.
Oh.
I was like that. I was talking to Christian. I was like, that should be Cappy's present.
No, you should make a t-shirt. Cappy, O'Shea gave you the t-shirt. Untitled document.
Untitled document.
It's basically
hilarious.
The screen of your computer, like a laptop or a computer, when you open up Word,
yep.
Word document thing, and at the top it says untitled document on the left-hand upper left-hand corner.
I wish I would have gotten it sooner because it's really, really funny.
Yeah.
Now that I know it's funny, but yeah. If I would have gotten it from the beginning, it would have even been funnier.
Yeah.
You can use like the icon of like the paper mm-hmm. with the little corner folded yeah. in
right?
the top.
Right. Yes.
And it just says it. And that's what you should do.
Yeah. Be careful. Don't get sued though on any of that stuff. Don't make it look like Microsoft or anything.
Yeah.
Like that.
Be careful with that.
You know that I just had a new t-shirt come out recently. I had a merch drop, George. Are you familiar with merch drops?
No.
Yeah. Well, that's what the cool kids call them. And I had a merch drop because my daughters all wanted Slay Queen t-shirts. Now, would you rock a Slay Queen t-shirt, George?
Sure. Why not?
Yeah. In pink too.
Yeah.
It'd be so dope.
So dope.
Slay Queen.
Yeah.
Laura, that's got you written all over it.
No.
You don't like a Slay Queen? And then what you do is you get Christian, you get the boo, you get him one that says, Hey King. So now you two walk around Disneyland. He's got Hey King.
I was just going to say,
you've got Slay Queen. Right.
Okay. I saw the coolest shirt yesterday at Disneyland. The guy was wearing one that said, in quotes, right? Hey, let's wear matching shirts together. And then at the end goes ... said no guy ever.
Oh,
and I was like,
wow.
That's a good one. Because, you know, most guys, I'm like,
fair point. Yeah.
I saw a guy with a t-shirt yesterday and on the back, it was plain on the front and on the back, it said, I am Mr. Effer Pants. Effer spelled out.
What? With, that sounds
yeah.
dumb.
My, yeah, I am Mr. Effer Pants. And so he's got his back to me and I'm starting to yell at him. I'm going, yo, Mr. Effer Pants. Yo, Effer Pants. Yo, what up, Mr. Effer Pants? And he's like right in front of me. And then he realized I was talking to him. He turned around, we high-fived. I'm like, I love your t-shirt, dude. Mr. Effer Pants.
So
didn't even ask him his real name. Just wanted to call him Mr. Effer Pants.
I was going
to
say, clearly it wasn't like an inside joke he was super well aware of because he didn't turn around and answer to it.
I know. Yeah. Well, I don't know what his deal was.
That's a dumb t-shirt.
Mr. Effer Pants?
I think so.
Yeah. I agree. It sounds dumb. Yeah. But we don't know the joke.
I mean, I wouldn't have worn it, but he did.
All right. Well, you know what's not dumb? Radio Tinder. It's award-winning, as a matter of fact.
You know it.
And we're going to do that next.
I would love to call you maybe.
Here's my number.
Very catchy
so
song,
call
though.
Call me maybe.
How about Goldie Hawn, 77 years old?
Here's my number.
Goldie.
So call me maybe.
You got a favorite
wow,
Goldie
Lindsay's
Hawn?
Super into this song. I don't think
yeah,
I've ever
is.
Seen her this into a song.
It's a song.
It's got a snappy beat.
I remember I used to...
She was even doing the shoulder shimmy when she was singing.
Really? I like this song because it reminds me of when I used to cover the Indians games, and Jason Kipnis used this as his walk-up song.
Cleveland Alert.
Yep, Cleveland Alert. Only took you 2 hours to get
not
to
bad.
One.
Not bad. 1 hour, 52 minutes. That is not bad.
Oh, Lane Kiffin has responded on Twitter. I mean, it's almost like he was listening to the show.
Oh, man, he must have been.
What'd he say?
John... Who is this guy that tweeted it? Hold on.
I thought it's Lane Kiffin.
No, the guy who tweeted the report that you were talking about. John Sokoloff. Who does he work for?
Oh my gosh, that's so funny. So basically, John Sokoloff, he's WCBI
News. Yeah, he's an AP guy, yeah.
In Mississippi State.
Right.
He tweeted out that he is reporting, breaking, Ole Miss head coach Lane Kiffin plans to step down as the Rebels coach Friday and head to Auburn to become the Tigers' next head coach, according to sources. Wow. And then Lane Kiffin responded to him on Twitter that
that's
said,
news
that's news
to me.
To me.
Literally 4 minutes ago.
Wow. And then he put the little devil, the blue devil emoji, and yeah. then the chair and the dinner and then the cross with the X through.
Yeah, the red circle. with the-
you imagine the press conference later this week.
Amazing.
They're like, Lane, what was this whole thing about? That was news to you. He's like, yeah, it was.
This is amazing.
Yeah, I just found out about it. And then all of a sudden, next thing you know, Auburn's offering me $10 million a year. So I took the job. It was news to me. I didn't know.
How often is an AP guy wrong? Like
not that often. Not that often.
Are there
stats? They have to double source.
Do we keep stats on AP?
Well, he may not be an AP guy anymore, though. As I'm looking here, that's very much further down his like bio. It says he is WCIB whatever in minute. Right. It
he's
says,
a sports director.
Yeah, AP award-winning journalist, as in he might have worked for the AP previously, but not the case anymore.
He's a Heisman voter.
I mean, there's a lot of people that are Heisman voters.
What does
voters.
A Heisman voter mean?
Yeah, that means nothing.
I don't know. I'm just trying to say that this guy having this report should be credible. That's all.
But I always wonder, like, when a guy in the opposite, like, the rival school city, like, in this case, Starkville, is, like, reporting something. Not to I'm not trying to disparage, like, the local news people, but it's like, nowadays with breaking news, I'm not saying it's not impossible for like the small local reporter to get it. Even, and I'm talking about even in big cities. But generally speaking, we're getting most of our news from the same people, right? Are we not in sports?
Yeah.
Right? Mm. It's Woj, it's Schefter, it's Shams.
But college football, it's, Jeff like Passan. It's different.
Well, what was that guy in a few months back? What was the guy's name in like the San Jose Mercury something or
oh,
other?
No, John Wilner. That guy's been covering the Pac-12 forever. So right. That guy is like super duper like triple OG. You know?
Yeah, maybe. But like for me, I actually did not know who he was when he first had the report about the Pac-12 and about USC and UCLA.
Yeah.
And I was thinking the same thing. Like, why is a guy in the, I don't know, Sacramento area, you know, why is he getting this story about these two LA schools? But he was right, obviously. Now it'll be interesting to see, is this guy right?
Yeah.
And, is Lane Kiffin taken off?
The difference, like it, with Wilner, and with all due respect to this Sokolov guy, with Lane Kiffin, I mean, Wilner has the most listened to Pac-12 podcast in America. Like, he's like super duper connected.
I'm not suggesting he's not. I'm no, just but what I'm saying
is this guy may not be, is my point. Like, I'm
Sokolov.
Not, yeah, he's not. There's no way he's as connected as Wilner was in the Pac-12, is my point.
I once broke a piece of news that was probably, pretty sure that's the only piece of news I ever broke, and it was a huge deal.
What was it?
It was back when the Indians traded for Trevor Bauer. They traded the Diamondbacks for him. It was a long time ago. It was probably 10 years ago at least.
And once the Cleveland Dam breaks, it just breaks. You know what I mean?
I'm just saying that was a big piece of news at the time.
Now that was funny, Cappy.
I mean, it just happens, you know? It's kind of like...
Sorry,
I was a little late on that.
Yeah.
So anywho, Dodgers real quick. Speaking of baseball. So I saw Blake wrote a story in his Substack today about...
Balake.
Yeah, Balake. Go to his Substack, Blake Harris. Great Dodger news there. Now, who was the person that initially reported the Aaron Judge thing to the Dodgers?
Sokolov?
No, it wasn't Sokolov. Now, that would be fascinating.
That's a good one, Cappy. Yeah. Good. Wait, hang on.
Yeah. So anyway, somebody...
Come on, Lynn. It's a little faster.
Sorry. It's a little bit hard. It moved it a little further away from the screen.
Yeah.
Get your drum set closer, please.
So I think it was John Heyman
of MLB
he reported that they're like definitely in on him.
Well, it makes sense, and Balake broke this down on his Substack, Blake Harris. And he talked about when you look at Cody Bellinger not being on the payroll anymore and all these other guys who are not on the payroll. I know Justin
Kimbrel,
Turner.
Right. I mean, Anderson went down to the Angels.
Justin Turner for now, right? Like
David Price.
Yeah. So they've got more money to put themselves in the Aaron Judge sweepstakes. And apparently this Mookie Betts thing to second base is like real. Like he's like, yeah, if you get Aaron Judge, I'll move.
Pretty selfless thing by Mookie. But I'll tell you, man, we saw him play a little bit of second base this year. And as great as he is defensively in the outfield and as much of a gun as he has out there in right field, he came up as a second baseman. He's still a very good second baseman.
Yeah.
And talk about a team guy. But, I mean, then again, it's like they've already paid me, so whatever. I just want to win.
By the way, Jim Bowden also said that.
Jim Bowden, the former GM.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He also said that they're a real threat to offer a deal that could persuade Judge to leave the Yankees.
Wow.
Hear that? Wow.
Wow.
Wow. I don't have it on my hotkey.
I think it could happen. I mean, I really do. I wouldn't put it out of the realm of possibility.
It would be, I would love to see it. I think, like, the Yankee fans will lose their godforsaken minds.
Well, right. Oh, yeah. How could we, the Yankees, get beaten for our guy?
By anybody.
Right. But the Dodgers?
Right.
And I'm not saying it's like, you know, the Celtics versus the Lakers. But there's a lot of history. But when you're the Yankees, you don't think when it comes to money, you'll ever lose to anybody. But I'm not saying that everything is about money for Judge. He might want to be back in California. You know, people say the Giants because he says he's Northern California. He is not really like exactly San Francisco or Bay Area guy. But what if he wanted to come back to California? He's like, the Dodgers give me the best chance to win. Plus, they can pay me the most money.
Yeah.
I'll do that.
Andrew Friedman.
Pay that man his money.
Let's go.
Aren't the taxes way higher here than anywhere else?
I don't know about New York. I would say
they're fairly close.
Probably comparable.
Yeah, yeah, they're fairly close. Because if you live in New York City, you also get city tax. So it's almost the same thing. It's basically the same thing.
Hmm. I mean, really, you should be thinking about like Florida or Texas.
And these guys are, you know, the granted, they have 81 home games, but they're getting taxed in every place they play.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, but if you have...
If you play like in a non-state tax like Florida or Texas, then yeah, you can make that work.
But if you play in the American League, you're not going to play the Dodgers as much, right?
Well, it depends on interleague play.
I guess you're right.
They could play them anyway.
I'm just kidding. Forget what I said.
And, you'd play the Angels anyway. All right. Coming up next, UCLA, USC, how it all shakes down in the Pac-12, what is next, and how Caleb Williams is the best player I've ever laid my eyes on at that position. Next.